Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for June 15th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and, of course, the past 24 hours. Over the weekend, users started noticing that the Google Search Knowledge Graph card for Sir Winston Churchill lacked an accompanying image. The company says this disappearance was accidental and is set to be fixed, or has been fixed, since this morning. The Google search liaison on Twitter at 1 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday said that it was aware of an image for Sir Winston Churchill missing from his knowledge graph entry. This includes when directly searching and when pulling up any other list that the engine generates. For example, instead of his picture appearing alongside other UK prime ministers, a grey generic avatar was being shown. Knowledge panels summarise key information about a person, with Churchill's never disappearing. It includes a paragraph usually sourced from sites like Wikipedia, key dates of family information, quotes and related queries. Google has since restored the image, which turned out wasn't actually the Winston Churchill that we all recognise. It turned out it was a younger image of the former wartime leader and was flagged by systems as potentially being somebody else. That said, it's back to the old hat-wearing hero that many know and love. For a few years now, the Google Assistant has been integrated into Android TV, with most new remotes offering a dedicated Assistant button and some devices offering Google support with your voice. Now it looks like Android TV is picking up voice match integration with the Google Assistant, at least according to the latest update to the Google Search app for Android TV. A fairly significant update rolled out for the Google Search app for Android TV, jumping from version 3.142 to 4.2.0. Google initially rolled out a 4.1.0 update last month, but appear to have subsequently pulled that update due to issues. In both versions 4.1 and 4.2, we find that Google is working on deeper Google Assistant and Google Home integration for Android TV. On shared Assistant devices like smart displays and speakers, Google uses voice match to differentiate you from others in your home. In practice, this means that your Google account and its associated personal info are only taken into consideration when the assistant is sure that it's heard your voice. Meanwhile, on Android TV, the assistant simply uses the Google account of whoever is currently logged in to handle this request. As of the latest Google search update, we find that Android TV is getting ready to gain support for native assistant voice match. And this should help with things like logging into the correct Netflix profile or launching Google Stadia coming soon to Android TV in the future, making sure that the right account is used based upon who is speaking. For now, we're not sure whether this is in anticipation of the upcoming first-party Android TV dongle that we know is called Sabrina, or if it's meant for devices like the JBL Link Bar, which act as both a smart speaker and an Android TV device. Whatever the case may be, we're excited to finally see Google putting more and more effort into making Android TV something great. So late on Thursday, Google expanded Stadia access to all modern Android phones, and the mobile app quickly hit a million installs shortly after that. The Stadia website, though, for prospective users was also redesigned to better sell the streaming service to new users and now features a list of available games. For new or signed out users, Stadia.com still advertises how you can play for free through a 1 month Stadia Pro free trial that provides instant access to a collection of games. Google then tells users just how they can buy titles outright and that there's currently a $10 off your first game purchase in the Stadia store with Pro subscriptions. This offer was introduced on Thursday alongside the other announcements, and it leads to a major aspect of the site revamp. Next to the About Stadia section at the top is a new Games tab. It starts by listing the current set of titles included with Stadia Pro. The monthly $9.99 subscription is described as a way to build a library of incredible games, with 17 currently available as of June. As you may remember, Elder Scrolls Online will launch in the coming days, and that will be a free title. Below, though, is a grid of other titles that you can buy directly and will own in perpetuity. The Google Store for the past several weeks has maintained a similar Stadia games list that also notes what's coming soon. However, it does not distinguish what's currently included with Pro from month to month. The rest of this Stadia website revamp emphasizes the ability to play instantly across your devices, where Premier Edition is advertised, and that access to Stadia is of course still free. A section describing the technical benefits of Pro Membership also closes up this new revamped page. Rumours have been swirling around for quite some time regarding OnePlus debuting a pair of truly wireless earbuds. Now the Android 11 beta on the OnePlus 8 series has further revealed information about these earbuds, which apparently are set to be called the OnePlus Pods. As spotted by XDA, the recently released Android 11 beta for OnePlus 8 series devices contains a hint of these new buds in the form of a code string. That said, what do we learn from this? Well, for one thing, OnePlus is definitely working on true wireless earbuds, but they'll also have some form of native integration with Oxygen OS. Apparently, there will also be a companion app where the package name is com.oneplus.twspods. XDA says there are other references to the OnePlus Pods name, including a few details about what features we can expect. The basic list includes battery info for each bud individually, double tap actions, OTA updates, and also a Find My option for locating a lost earbud. Currently, the OnePlus Pods, or whatever they end up being called, are expected to launch in July. And finally, today kicks off the first segment of Google's 11 Weeks of Android series. Videos and blog posts this week are all about the upcoming operating system's focus on people and identity. Home screen conversation shortcuts were previewed in one video, while we randomly see the rumoured Nearby feature integrated in the Android 11 share sheet. For the past several months, Google has been working on an Apple AirDrop-like feature that will allow Android users to share links and files with other people in close proximity. This will be a successor to Android Beam, but leverages Wi-Fi while it was previously called FastShare before being renamed to Nearby Sharing. Today's conversation notifications, new features and best practices video previews all of the upcoming features related to this Android 11 tentpole and how developers can integrate it. One slide previews the user-facing changes with a screenshot showing four contacts appearing in the share sheet as part of a directly sending to conversations. These are renders, but they should be reflective of Android 11's final design. Under the preview of what you're sending, there is the current ability to copy. What's notable is a new button called Nearby, with intertwining fibers or a helix shape serving as its new icon. Previously, Nearby looked to just be another app or icon in the grid of share targets, but this elevation to the top row suggests deeper system-level integration for the upcoming capability. This is the second time this preview cycle that Android 11 explicitly referred to FastShare, though, and hopefully the Nearby sharing launch is coming sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, the screenshot also shows how all conversations that support the latest Android 11 features will be able to pin conversations to the home screen. Google also goes over best practices for implementing bubbles, including how you shouldn't be able to browse other conversations from the current floating window. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.